Imagine being the Sci-Fi Channel and pitching a concept to Roger Corman, the king of B-movies. This is a guy who has made some good films, but has also made, I think by his own admission, some pretty awful ones. Usually the problem is his budgets. He tries to bite off more than he can chew, something I can identify with. Imagine pitching a concept to Roger Corman to make a TV movie for your channel, your Sci-Fi Channel. And you pitch it to him, and even he says, I'm not sure if I can make that. That's a bit unbelievable. Imagine if Roger Corman says that to you. The film in question, I think all they had at the pitch was a tested title, was Sharktopus. Sharktopus. No, it's not a movie about a strange creature that's a combination of shark and cat. Nor is it a Bond villain. It's Sharktopus, the deadly combination of shark and octopus. You have to do a search for it, Sharktopus, Sharktopus. Watch the trailer. Make sure you watch the trailer all the way to the end to see the bungee jumping girl. I'll say no more. You look at a film like that, even the trailer, and it's pretty clear that this is a trailer for a film that knows what it is. It isn't necessarily great art, and it's all the better for it. This is a film that looks, at least judging by the trailer, I haven't seen the film, and some excerpts I've seen online, it doesn't even look as if it's been graded. It looks like it was shot on HD, maybe, using stock lenses. Some of the animation, actually, of the Sharktopus ranges from average to very good, actually. Some of the rendering, the lighting in the rendering, doesn't quite match the environment, but that's actually a very hard thing to do, so I can forgive that. I mean, I think most people watching this film, it's straight to DVD, most people watching this film are going to be laughing and having fun, possibly intoxicated. So the film is almost certainly perfect for that audience. And people like to look at a trailer for a film like Sharktopus and other Roger Corman films and go, ooh, what a load of crap. Imagine being a filmmaker making crap like that. I used to be one of those people. Roger Corman is laughing at people who make those sorts of comments. Yeah, I'm sure he was laughing at me. He is a filmmaker. He's making films, lots of films, some of them indifferent, some of them boring, but most of them actually really interesting, even the bad ones. And frankly, that's better than not making films at all. Or worse, making critically acclaimed films that no one goes to see. I mean, the awful reality is, more people will see Sharktopus on DVD than will ever see most Australian feature films made in the last 20 years, with a handful of exceptions. It's a sobering thought that you can watch, halfway through watching the trailer for Sharktopus, you realise that this film is going to make more money than the entire Australian feature film industry, probably, this year. So, is he a bad filmmaker? Is he a B-movie maker? I mean, if you judge... And I'm not just talking about box office sales now, but just connecting with an audience. If you judge films and filmmakers and film industries by their ability to connect with audiences, whether it be a niche audience or a broader audience, then Roger Corman is a better filmmaker than the entire Australian film industry. Sharktopus could eat the Australian film industry and still have room left over for some bikini girls. And of course, there are bikini girls in Sharktopus.